The Queensland Health Rural Generalist Pathway, providing a medical workforce for the bush. Torrance and Gupta, Dan Manahan, Dennis Lennox and Natalie Hindmarsh. This paper describes Queensland Health's Rural Generalist Pathway, which is a supported career pathway for junior doctors to train in rural and remote medicine. The pathway joins up evidence and policy to achieve professional recognition, credentialing and industrial recognition. The paper outlines the principles underpinning the notion of rural generalism, background to the establishment of the Rural Generalist Pathway in Queensland, how the pathway has been developed to meet the needs of Queensland's rural and remote communities, implementation of the pathway, and implications for other jurisdictions. The pathway has grown from an initial enrolment of 30 in 2007 to a total enrolment now of 182. Trainees commence at the start of internship and move through their pre-vocational training into advanced specialised training and complete their vocational time in a rural location, usually in their fourth or fifth postgraduate years. The pathway is managed by a geographically dispersed team of educators, clinicians and managers. They map progress of trainees through the Vocational Indicative Planning, or VIP process, and arrange other educational activities, including rural generalist workshops. Applications are often oversubscribed, with the intake growing to 41 in 2012, located at 10 intern training hospitals. 90 trainees have completed advanced specialised training as at the end of 2012. The Rural Generalist Pathway appears to be proving an attractive choice for medical graduates seeking a challenging and varied career in rural medicine. Early evidence suggests that by recognising and rewarding the worth of rural and remote practice, this strategy is creating its own supply line. From its initial rollout in Queensland, rural generalist training continues to generate increased interest and enthusiasm across all Australian states and territories. This new generation of health professionals for a new generation of services has the potential to provide the rural medical workforce the bush needs.